Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
At the beautiful Chateau, the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in beautiful Hummel's Wharf. Steve Jones with you on what's turned out to be a gorgeous Friday afternoon. We're going to hear from Bob Lombardi, who's about to ascend to be the executive director of the PIAA. And we're also going to hear from Penn State quarterbacks coach Charlie Fisher today as well. Right smack from our own area. We welcome in the incomparable great one himself, Kevin Herr. Kevin, to the legion of fans who adore you, say hello.
Hello. How was that? Was that good?
Well, that wraps up that segment. Well done. Well played.
I do have an addition to your list of guests today. And we're trying to work out the last-minute details. The new coach of the Lewisburg Green Dragons is Jeremy Wynn, coached the Danville Ironmen a few years ago, Bloomsburg High School quarterbacks coach and offensive guy for several years, most recently. A lot of success there with that offense and with a young man named Rankin who was quite successful as a quarterback, and he will be hopefully able to make some time for us around 3:35 today. If not, we'll have him next week.
Looking forward to that very much. Looking forward to that very much as we get through this day today. It's been a great week. It's been a great week. Enjoyed it very much. The guests we've had on this week, the locations we have been to. And so we've had a lot of fun. And also love to hear from you at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And I looked at my junk mail. There's no email from you today.
No, I had a busy day myself, and I figured, well, you know what's going on. Your Red Sox have issues. All right, let me rephrase that. Your Red Sox pitcher has issues, both on and off the field, and with the media.
My former team.
You know, I have that same feeling with the Phillies right about now too, so I can relate to that. But yeah,
yeah, let's talk
can
about
you
Josh.
Handle that any worse than Josh Beckett did?
Let's talk about Josh Beckett for a moment. A lot of this really started last year because he really was part of the ringleader and a guy that really has kept Popeye's chicken in business, as well as beverage sales. Now, the Red Sox are in one of the worst slumps they've had at home in a long time. They've lost 11 of their last 12 games. And Beckett missed the turn of the game that I went to on Saturday. Okay? That was supposed to be Beckett's turn, the game I went to Saturday at Fenway Park. Instead, I got Aaron Cook, and he was spiked, and I looked at the guy next to me and said, well, my day is ruined.
Unfortunately, you weren't spiked watching the game, which might have made it better.
No, that's okay. I had a speaking engagement. I had to maintain
an even keel.
So Beckett evidently plays golf the day before. I mean, the day before he plays golf. This is Friday. Okay. The day before he's supposed to pitch and misses the turn. Now, Bobby Valentine, who has been combative at times, and a lot of people feel it's more about him than it is about the Red Sox, actually stepped up for Beckett, defended him, and meanwhile, Derek Lowe, who won, the last I checked, he won the final game of the Division Series in 4, the final game of the LCS in 4, and the final game of the World Series in 4. He's 5-1 right now with Cleveland. He was the winning pitcher last night. Beckett went 2 1/3. He has a 5.97 ERA. booed just hours after Bobby Valentine downplayed the uproar over the pitcher's golf outing. In his postgame interview, Beckett grew more terse each time the golf outing was mentioned. He said, "We get 18 days off a year. I think we deserve a little time to ourselves." Not the first time that Beckett's off-the-field decisions and commitment to the team have come into question. After last season was revealed, he was among a group of pitchers who ate fried chicken and drank beer in the clubhouse during games on days they didn't pitch. Well, last night he gets back after missing his turn. And, of course, the day after the reveal about the golf outing, Beckett got off to an awesome start last year, right? An awesome start last year. You want to know what he was at one point last year, Kevin?
What was he last year?
On August 7th last year, he was 9-4.
That's not bad.
And he had a 2.17 ERA. And opposing hitters were batting 191 against him. And he allowed 12 home runs. All right, so this is through August 7th last year. Remember, in August 7th last year, the Red Sox were in first place. He was 9-4, 2.17 ERA, allowed only 12 home runs, 191 batting average against him. After August 7th till right now, he is 6-7 with a 6.44 ERA, 266 batting average against him, and has allowed 18 home runs. Not pretty. Not pretty at all.
Now, my question is for Mr. Beckett. Did he check, and I think I know the answer to this, but did he talk with the trainer and said, okay, you can go play golf, it's not going to aggravate this injury?
I have no idea.
The rumor was that he had, and he was okay, he was reportedly cleared to do that. But if you're skipping a start because of an injury, don't you want to rest that situation? Don't you want to not do anything for a while, day off or not?
Look, if I'm one of the focal points as to why a quality manager like Terry Francona got fired last year, do I want to put more focus on myself?
I would think not.
Or do I want to do all the right things? I was talking to Penn State men's golf coach Greg Knight today. Kevin Foley, and I'll tie this into Beckett, all right? Kevin Foley's right now working his way, Penn State graduate, where he's about to get his nationwide tour card. He's finished 6th and 7th in each of the last two nationwide events, all right? Greg talked to him on the phone. He said, Greg, he says, Kevin, tell me how it's going. He says, Coach, I'm eating right. Coach, I'm getting enough rest. I'm making sure I'm getting to bed early. I'm making sure I'm getting to the golf course early. He says, and I'm not, when he said, when I'm eating right, I mean I'm eating right all the time, not just sometime. All the things that they talked about, because he knows he can't, because now he's at a professional level, he can't slip off. Now you have Josh Beckett. 2007, he's one of the biggest reasons why the Red Sox won the World Series. No question about it. No question. Big game 5-1 over Cleveland. Superior start in the win of the World Series. Who's not doing the right things? He's not eating right. Okay? He's not taking care of himself. And he's not doing the right things. He's not handling things in the right way. He can grow terse all he wants, but the bottom line is I think he's growing terse because he personally knows he's not doing the right things.
But that makes it even worse because he is so terse. I mean, you listen to the post-game press conference, and it's maybe one-sentence answers, sometimes five-word answers at best. Right. It just makes it sound like you have a chip on your shoulder. I mean, okay, you may not want to be there. You may not want to sit there and talk to the media, but guess what? You do, and you're being paid to play a game for fans that watch you, and they want to know why you did what you did. You better come up with a reason.
Well, I understand that. But he also, I think he knows, he also knows he's wrong.
Well, I don't think he has a reason. I think that's why he's terse, too. I agree.
I think the reason he's terse is because he knows he's wrong. But you have certain responsibilities when you do these things, all right? All of you out there who go to work every day and don't have all the privileges in life, realize that in order to maintain your job, and everybody needs their job. I don't think there's anybody out there listening to us right now that says, I don't need my job. I'm all set. Nobody's all set. You realize that when you go in, you have to be prepared. When you go in, you have to give your best effort. When you go in, you have to understand exactly what your employer wants. And you're not getting million-dollar contracts over several years like he is. And Josh Beckett, who has had great moments in his career, 2003 World Series with the Florida Marlins, 2007 as a 21-game winner and really a hero in the postseason. Like I said, the pivotal fifth game against Cleveland with the Red Sox down 3-1, Beckett was masterful. Comes back, sets the tone in game one of the World Series against Colorado, masterful. He was masterful all year in 2007. But for whatever reason, doesn't seem to understand the responsibility that he has to his management, to the fans, and above all, to himself. That's what people are upset about.
And Steve, if you have a second here, I do have the part of the audio from the interview.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear the tone.
Josh, what impact, if any, do you think the whole golf thing had in terms of being
None.
A distraction?
None.
Do you have anything to say about that in general? I know it was
No.
obviously a big story.
Spend my off days the way I want to spend them.
Do you have any regrets that, you know, it could have, you know, hurt you because you did have the lat?
My off day is my off day.
Even if you think you did the wrong thing, and I'm laughing because this is the most ridiculous answer I've ever heard. No, it's my off day. I get it. You get your off day. You want to do what you want to do. But remember, you're a major league ball player. Your team's counting on you. Your coach is counting on you. Your fans are counting on you. If you're not healthy and you decide to just go out and, you know, maybe this injury is not so bad, I'm going to skip a start, but I'm going to go out and play golf. It tells me that you really don't care about any of the things you're getting paid to do.
Well, again, the irony is it's the game I went to. That's the irony. The irony for me is the game I went to. He was supposed to start that game. Instead, the Red Sox started Aaron Cook instead of Josh Beckett.
And Cookie wasn't cooking.
Well, the second inning gets spiked on a play at the plate. Which obviously had to have affected him. I mean, it was a pretty nasty spike, too. I mean, he had a lot of blood. And I was only 40 feet away from it. But that's the irony of it. Your team isn't playing well. And, you know, you decide you're going to go out and you're going to be Tiger Woods for a day. Hey, way to go.
By the way, Dan Patrick did have a good comment earlier today here on WKOK. He said, wait a minute, you're a starting pitcher. Don't tell me you only get 18 days off.
Well, exactly. That's what it goes back to the point about Cole Hamels being suspended.
Right.
You know, you get 32 turns a year. 32, my off day. You want to know what? Josh, you had a lot of off days in November, December, January, when all the rest of us were working. All the rest of us. I mean, he has to get a grip on reality. What I do with my off day is my off day. You already had 3.5 months of off days. 3.5 months of off days you had. And because you stunk down the stretch, it was 4.5 months.
You know, okay? He's not pitching well enough to be colorful right now.
Right. I mean, October, November, December, January, and into part of February. For 4.5 months, he had off days. 4.5 months. Because the Red Sox didn't make the playoffs. They weren't a part of October baseball. 4.5 months of off days. What I do with my off days, my own business? You had 4.5 months of them. You needed one on it when you can't take a start? That's absurd. There, the sense of entitlement has to stop for some of these professional athletes. Some get it. He obviously doesn't, and especially after going through last year when he was the center of the problem. Obviously, there's no pride whatsoever.
When asked if he thought the boos were for him or the team's bad stretch, he did acknowledge that it was for him because he pitched like beep. Yes, you're right. It was, and you did.
Yeah. So that's the center and the heart of that. And again, I got to see Aaron Cook. What I do with my off day is my business. Really?
Guess what? What I do with my $50 ticket is my business too. Right. And I'm not going to see you pitch again.
Right, exactly. And wow. I don't understand it. You know, being a Major League Baseball pitcher is not an easy job. Okay? I mean, the wear, the tear, the strain. Everybody is playing at some point bumped up. Right? Everybody is. Okay? But where does the sense of entitlement come from? You know what I find interesting in the minor leagues, Kevin? I know we have a break coming up, so
that's
right.
I
want to get that. But you know what I find interesting in the minor leagues when I interview minor leaguers one after another?
What?
Is that they never get comfortable where they are. Even when they're on a streak, they're like, well, you know, every day's a new day, every at-bat's a new at-bat. I get that answer all the time. They never feel like they're on a roll. Then you have this guy who thinks he has it made. Really? Come back with more of the Steve Jones Show at WKOK after this.
Sunbury Motor Company, a tradition of trust since 1915. We have the largest selection of new and used Fords, Lincolns, Hyundais, and Kias anywhere. You want a new Ford? You got it. A 2012 Ford Fiesta four-door sedan, just $232 per month. And it gets 38 miles per gallon. And if you really want to save mileage money, come get a new 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with 40 miles per gallon on the highway for just $292 a month. Swing on over to Sunbury Motors Kia and try on a new 2012 Kia Forte four-door sedan for just $18,230. And when it comes to used cars, well, just head over to sunburymotors.com and search our huge selection of pre-owned vehicles where you can use our black book and take the guesswork out of trading in your old car. We give you easy access to the most up-to-date internet car buying tools. There's a reason we're number one. So come check us out today at Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, located at 943 North 4th Street in the Auto Plaza, or Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or go to sunburymotors.com.
This is Hollywood, where anything can happen, and the fun never ends. From over 60 world-class table games to more than 2,400 of the newest, hottest slots, and the kind of blockbuster winning you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy the award-winning Final Cut Steakhouse and a buffet that could only be called epic. There's fabulous entertainment and the heart-pounding thrills of live thoroughbred racing. It's the ultimate destination for fun seekers and big-time players alike, because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80.
Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
Steve Jones Show at 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Kevin Herr alongside as well here at the Chateau, the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, also located on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf with Sunbury Motors Kia. We'll kid from time to time about Twitter because, you know, Kevin's always trying to get, and Mark Mahoney's always trying to get me to tweet.
Actually, before you start that thought, I'm sorry, Steve. I just got a call from Buzz and Nori. We can try and sneak him in before the bottom here.
Yeah, let's get Buzz in here. Hi, Buzz. How are you, buddy? Good to hear
from
you.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I tried to call the other day after that Phillies game where the pitcher came in against the Mets and then they took him out because they went down again. And I can't think of his name. Was it Wednesday night? Who was the pitcher, the fill-in pitcher? And then
I don't know. There was a lot of them in that game. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyhow, when he walked off, you know, Charlie comes out and takes the ball. He walks off and people booed him all the way to the dugout. And I was thinking, you know, in sports, any team sport, like football or basketball or hockey, they intersperse people. They bring subs in. Somebody's doing a bad job. They get hurt. But in baseball, when the pitcher walks off, that has to be the longest walk in sports. To come off there and have 55,000 people booing you. Can you relate to any other anything else in professional sports where an individual player takes that kind of abuse?
No, but at the same time, it's also you walk off that mound after doing something incredible, and they give you a standing ovation.
Yeah, it just occurred to me watching that. All the years I've watched sports, I thought that's got to be, you know, for a team sport, you are on your own there. I kind of felt bad for the guy, even though he did a lousy job.
Well, no, and you feel bad for them up to a point, especially if it's an athlete that's a humble athlete. But if it's somebody that's abusing the privilege of it. I don't mind that at all.
No, I don't either. But it was just interesting because I don't ever recall. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it over the years. I just thought it was interesting that here's a guy out there all on his own and got 55,000 people screaming for his head. So
that's probably never a fun feeling. Buzz, that's a great comment. We appreciate that.
Thanks,
very
guys.
Good comment. Yeah, Buzz, good to hear from you, my friend. 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. Sarah Bartlett in the news on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon at 1-800-795-9565. I thought Buzz made some great points on his call right before the Sarah Bartlett news at the bottom of the hour. And our number, 1-800-795-9565. Talking a little bit to Charlie Fisher, the Penn State quarterbacks coach. Yes, from our own area. He has an important event coming up in July. We're going to talk about that, but I'm also going to talk to him about quarterbacks, too. So it'll be great to hear from Charlie and get some perspective from him. But our number, 1-800-795-9565, talked about the Josh Beckett situation, which we can continue to talk about. Also, the Phillies, Vance Worley goes to the mound tonight. They take on the San Diego Padres. Kyle Kendrick in that middle relief bridge role did not perform well the other night, but not ready to hit the panic button on that yet. That's only one. I think he can only hit the panic button after four or five.
No, but my hand's above it. I'm ready to hit it.
I understand. I want to talk about the Twitter for a moment. Now, we kid all the time, but this is a serious conversation about Twitter. We kid all the time. Kevin's always, and Mark Mahoney, they're always trying to get me to tweet. They said, look, if you tweet more, you'd get more followers and so forth, which, by the way, is a completely logical. And my mindset is not in tune with that yet. Right, and that's that. I don't know if it's a generational thing, Kevin, or it's an age thing. Whatever it happens to be, I don't know. But I don't ever think about I'm in a spot I should tweet. Now part of that too is I don't have a phone equipped to do that, but I don't think that way. Now you do, okay?
You're on Twitter. Sarah is on Twitter. Drew is. I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of people are. And you do it often enough, and Sarah tweets a lot because you're just in the mindset of doing it. You get to a stadium, you tweet where you are, you tweet what you're doing, or you just saw something happen, you make a comment about it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, like when we're doing a before Shikellamy game, it'll be like Shikellamy on the field warming up, getting ready for an exciting game. Can't wait. Make sure you tune in and join us. Something like that.
Right, I understand. Now, for athletes, what has happened is that social media is now becoming, unfortunately, in my opinion, a primary reporting tool for the media, where they're using social media to then discuss stories or make a story out of social media. Okay? Thus, the pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, who was just sent to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Schwemmer, tweets. But he tweeted, I believe, before Ruben Amaro made a statement, right?
That's exactly right. Matter of fact, it hasn't even happened yet, officially.
Yeah, he was tweeted that he was being sent down. Now, why is he compelled to do that? And this is something I talked about with some of the Penn State people over the last couple of years. And I had said to them, including Joe, I even said this to Joe. I said, look, you have to ban Twitter on the football team. Reason being is that if people tweeting things that are off the reservation. And I always had the response. It wasn't Joe that said this, but somebody else said this. Well, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. I said, look, I said, the NFL does it. The Miami Dolphins banned Twitter in training camp. Was it 2 years ago? Bill Parcells, when he was running the show in Miami, banned it.
It was a Bill move, yeah.
All right, banned it.
But here's the worst part. Here's what makes that part even worse, Steve, is Schwemmer tweets that three guys are coming up to the big leagues, and that move hasn't even been made yet. There's been no official announcement. As a matter of fact, they don't expect it even to happen till maybe over the weekend or after tonight's opening game with the Padres in that series. So now he's tweeting future moves that haven't happened.
But are they accurate?
Well, that's the other thing. And here's where I went one step further to find out myself. I went to the Phillies webpage, and the Phillies themselves are now running a story on the fact that Michael Schwemmer tweeted that three guys are coming up into the bigs.
Right. And that, and I don't understand where we're going here now. Right. Now, there are responsible bloggers out there. Right. So, please, there are people who cover teams and they have a blog. Right. But what constitutes, by getting information from Twitter or a Facebook page, nothing replaces the actual, I pick up the phone, I call you, you give me a comment, I use comment and story that I heard with my own ears. What happened to that? Now we're running stories about Twitter. And again, I have no issue with Twitter whatsoever. I've kidded, again, with Kevin. When it comes to Twitter and the account that we have and that's attached to me at Steve Jones PSU, right? I've used it a few times. Obviously, I haven't used it enough. I know I need to use it more. But I don't think in those terms yet. And I have to get myself to think in those terms. So part of it's a mindset thing. And really, that's all on me. Okay, that's all on me.
But there's also a proper way to use it and an improper way to use it. And here's an example that popped into my head, Steve, and I'm going to share this with you as well and listeners. If you're in a workplace and you know someone is going to get let go at the end of the week, Do you go out on Twitter and go, hey, Jimmy's going to get let go this week? That's right. Basically what we're, I mean, this
that's
is the
Schwimmer
opposite
did.
Here. I mean, this is almost the same situation.
He's saying for somebody's going to be promoted.
Somebody's going to be promoted.
But if three are coming up, if he says three are coming out, who's going down?
That's right. Somebody's going to make a move. Somebody's moving down.
Schwimmer's going down. Who are the other two?
That's what I think it has to make you a little bit more nervous. And if you're Ruben Amaro, that's really got to make you nervous.
Not nervous. It makes me angry.
Well, upset. Right.
Right. Nervous? He has nothing to be nervous about except the fact that, you know, his team can't hit or pitch right now.
It's true.
But anger, right? You lose control over what you want to do. For example, he would have to sit down with the three people he's sending down, or whomever. Could be Charlie, could be, all right? And tell them, hey, look, guys, we're sending you down. And then at least allow you to then talk to the three that are going to be moving up, that they're going to be moved up, where it's personal. I did an interview years ago. Remember the other day I was talking about the TV show 15 Minutes I did on PBS?
Yes.
And I did an interview with someone who wrote a book called Being Digital. The book was entitled Being Digital. Now I will freely admit to you that I am no fan of the writer at all. He treated our staff poorly. Okay? And it was one of those, when he walked out the door, everybody's like, oh, thank goodness. All right. But in the book, and I read the book to do the interview, he discusses in the book how, and now at this stage, there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, all right? Email was really the hot thing at that moment. It was in the digital age, the next step up. Now we're emailing. He said he emailed for more than 4 hours a day. More than 4 hours a day he spent on email. And I said to him in the interview, don't you think that takes away from interpersonal relationships? Well, absolutely not. I'm now reaching out to more people and this, that, blah, blah, blah. And I can't agree with the premise. What makes our working relationship, everyone knows, I think the world of Kevin. Kevin is an absolutely critical part of this show. I may kid him. We may jab him a little bit. We may have fun with him and this, that, and the other thing. But that's in the guise of entertainment, characterization, things like that. But now let me tell you the reality of it. Okay, Kevin Herr is one of the finest people I've worked with. And we have a great working relationship, and he's critical to the show. One of the things that makes this show really work well for me is the communication Kevin and I have every day before the show. Usually we talk between 10 and 11 in the morning at some point. He has to do a lot of sales work along the way too. But the reason he's so pivotal to this is that we're on the same page with what we want to do and how we want to do it. And we don't do it by sending each other tweets or social media or, you know, every once in a while it'll come down in an email only because, you know, I may have had a speaking engagement or he may have been out on a bunch of calls, but 9 times out of 10, we talk. We talk. And that way I know exactly what he's thinking and why, and he knows what I'm thinking and why. And the abuse that we're seeing with social media now, because again, you can abuse anything. Right? The internet is incredible. Are there bad sides to the internet? Absolutely. I mean, we know that. There's porn on the internet, so forth. But on the opposite side, when used correctly, look at all the information you can get, so forth. Bill O'Brien and I were talking about that on the flight back, about getting information about teams and so forth, and where I get my information from, and how I put, you know, how I put together a depth chart and things like that. And I was talking about, you know, what sites I go to and so forth to delineate information. So Bill and I were talking about that in the flight back last night. So that's the good use of it. Same thing with social media. There are great uses of social media. Great. I mean, Kevin tells you, for example, hey, Shikalimi's on the field. They're warming up. Don't forget, hey, we'll have the game for you in WKOK beginning at 7 o'clock. Okay? So for Shikalimi fans, hey, you know, getting a little bit excited. Kevin told you that, hey, we're getting close to game time, and you can listen to the game. Perfect use of social media. Okay? Gets it out to a mass audience, people that are interested to begin with. Same thing. Facebook can be wonderful in terms of developing relationships, like minds, things like that, right? But reporters are using too much social media and stories, and certain individuals are abusing social media to get their own message out there. I mean, and here's an employee circumventing the system, Schwimmer, for the Philadelphia Phillies, circumventing the system because he's ticked off about something. Reel it in. You're a professional. Right? There, you know, in the organization, there's a professional way of doing it. And again, as a reporter, you know, now I realize that a lot of groups are limiting access for reporters now. It's not the way it used to be, you know, media rooms and things like that. But Twitter and Facebook are being used far too often in stories for my liking. You have to have more of that personal relationship, right? We developed that on this station with you, the audience, the personal relationship. You call in. You talk with us, right? Now, if the only way to get a message to us is by Facebook or by Twitter, that's great. And I know there's, you know, we had a lot of fun with the golf tournament pictures on Facebook and the comments made about them and so forth. It's all part of the fun. It's all part of the fabric. But the bottom line is, when it comes time to communicate, I communicate to you, the listener, one-on-one. Buzz called just moments ago to give us his opinion about being booed in front of 55,000 people and what it must feel like. Communicates that to everybody. You know, I talked about Kevin being such a critical part of the show and the success of the show we've had so far. And part of that is because of communication one-on-one. If he has a problem with something that's going on, he'll tell me directly. He's not going to tweet to the world, "Oh, it's Steve, he's killing me out there." If he had a problem, if he ever had a problem, and he never will because it's such a great show. But if he has a problem with something I'm doing or the direction we're going with something, he'll just call and tell me. He doesn't need to tell the rest of the world on a Twitter account or Facebook that he has a problem with what's going on, and vice versa. Right? No need. And I don't quite understand the need of athletes constantly wanting to tweet what's going on, and an organization has to get control over that. The Phillies, you know, I think teams have to have policies on things like that. They don't need to have a pitcher that is on the Bethlehem to Philadelphia shuttle telling the world what their moves are before they're ready to make the moves or before they've even informed the principals involved. That's 1-800-795-9565. Love to hear from you. We'll come back with more of your calls, your comments about this and the use of social media and media, the use of social media by teams, by players. Should athletes be restricted on social media? Should you as a worker be restricted on social media? Or is it a First Amendment right and people can do anything they wish? I'd like to know. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this. All right, social media. The Miami Dolphins, under Bill Parcells, banned Twitter in training camp. I believe it was 2 years ago. It may have been three. But you still have athletes tweeting left and right. And the use of social media and stories is phenomenal. For example, let's take the tragic passing of Junior Seau. How many tweets were put into stories about his death. You know, obviously, a way for people to express themselves. But to me, when you're not actually talking to them, do you really know that that was the person who tweeted it? It's their account. I don't know.
You know, but that's a great point. I'm going to interrupt you there, but because that's a really good point, Steve. There are many, for instance, Steve Jones Twitter accounts out there, but only one that's affiliated with you in the program.
Right.
And only one that you're affiliated with, period.
Period. I only have the have the one Twitter account at Steve Jones PSU.
So is that information coming from Steve Jones, or is it coming from some other Steve Jones, or someone posing as Steve Jones?
Right. Well, to be honest with you, on a personal on a Facebook account, right? I have the Facebook account with the station, which is linked to my Facebook account. Right. You want to know why I got the Facebook account? Because I never have used it, all right? At least until recently, I've never used it. I got it because one of my kids told me, he says, you know, Dad, you'll probably do it for domain reasons. I said, what? Oh, come on, who cares? You know,
that's a good point.
There, but I was sitting there, I'm thinking, oh, come on, because I mean, you know what I. You know what I think of myself. I don't really think of it. I think of myself as the guy that cuts the lawn and does radio, you know? And they said, no, no, not that. You don't understand. You really need, you should do this. I said, oh, come on. But I did it because, all right, and the other thought, well, maybe they were right. I needed to do it for domain reasons.
Well, anybody could take a pic, find a picture of you somewhere, post it up, and say, "Hi, I'm Steve Jones," and then start to, and that can happen for anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that's the point I was trying to make: is you don't know if you're getting information from the Michael Schwimmer or is it another one?
Right, you don't know that. And again, is it the right of the athlete to supersede the organization? Is it the right of the employee to supersede the organization and put out a story before they have an opportunity as an organization to sort it out exactly the way they want it?
Do you have a funny feeling that somewhere down the line, Ruben Amaro may be having a little sit down in the office and going, by the way, this is the nameplate on the door. There's the title. Take one of my business cards so you know exactly who it is that I am and who has the authority to send out information like that.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure he's not real pleased.
He can't be, all right? No manager can be. I mean, even good news has to come from the right person on the food chain. All right, now games unfold in front of us, and we see that. But for example, company in our area. So let's just take, for example, Wise Markets. Let's take Wise Markets. Wise Markets goes out and cuts a big deal that's going to help all the stores in the chain, and the guy that cuts the deal tells everybody, hey, look what I did, before the company has a chance to say, look what we did. It's the same concept. Again, I think social media is fun. I think it has great uses. But I get concerned about the potential abuses of it.
Steve Jones just gave Kevin Herr a raise. Hang on, I'm tweeting. Hold on.
Once again, there are abuses.